Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I'm your cousin. Maybe I'm your daddy, Lydia and Josiah, listen. But anyway, y'all, welcome to another episode. I want to thank everybody that's already on the phone lines. I want to thank everybody that's already in the chat room. Remember, if you're in the chat room listening to this show, one thing you have got to do if you want to comment is you must register with Blog Talk Radio. All they're going to need from you is just a screen name, some kind of made-up name. And once you do that, you're good to go. They'll probably ask you for email. I forgot about that. They'll probably ask you for email. But once they do that, that's pretty much it. And you can start chatting. You can send me questions, comments. And that's what I want y'all to do, because most of y'all just come on the show, and which I'm glad you are listening, but I want y'all to participate and chat, say things, make comments. even advertise. Let us know what's happening in the family. You know, like, we don't want to know all your business. But, I mean, just some things that you want to share that might be of interest. So remember, y'all, this show can't work unless you make it work. And I just, speaking of making it work, I want to thank y'all for listening to the archives. It's like, for whatever reason, we get a lot of people listening to the show after it goes off the air. And I want to thank y'all for that. That's important. That's really what keeps me motivated to do the show. Because other than that, if I look at just the live shows, yes, there are people listening. Yes, there are people on the phone lines. There always is more that comes later, and that's good. But I want to see as many people that listen to the show when it go off the air to listen while it's on the air. So anyway, hopefully everybody's doing good this evening. Hopefully y'all had a prosperous, a productive day. And hopefully y'all are ready for an exciting show tonight. We have a guest. I'm not going to mention who the guest is because I want it to be a surprise. I tell y'all every single week, y'all may start picking and choosing what shows y'all going to listen to. So if I kind of keep you hanging there, that make it interesting, don't it? So anyway, what I want to do is allow some more family members to come. You know how some of y'all on CP time is still folks on CP time these days. So I want to give them just a few more minutes. And so I'm just going to just play a little giving them a little time to check out the show. So I did send a lot of reminders out on Facebook. So if y'all heard about the show on Facebook, kind of let me know. If y'all heard about the show on through your email, let me know that too. I'm trying to figure out how y'all are hearing about the show. So again, we have a lot that's happened this weekend, and you'll get a chance to check that out in a little bit. But in the meantime, I just want to kind of play a little something just to give the more family members time to come, okay? So trying to think what is a good song to play here. You know what? I think I got one for y'all. This is going to be for the young people. I ain't played this in a while. It ain't too many. Let's see here. What would be a good song to play while we're waiting on family members to stop by? Here's a good one. All right. So, again, y'all, let's just give them a few more minutes, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's give them a few more minutes. I know I sent some people, and I don't see them here, and I know. Anyway, those Facebook people be here in a little bit. Check this out. We'll be right back.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on to 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. Nice. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What?
Yeah. Okay. See, a lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yo, who the real king? He was raised up in Nazareth and raised on a thizzer. Never got drunk, got high. King Isaiah 9. That's the wizard. He's the real king, and it don't matter. A king's a real shepherd, dog. Acting people's favor, y'all. Got a self-seeking player, all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. He's self-proclaimed. who the king is, huh? Let's get it.
Oh, how excellent is his essence, we reverence his name. Ooh. Our silly peasants, we threaten, we trying to steal his fame. Ooh. You carry 45 AKs, king of the fools. But you can't make a day, you can't take away from the king of the fools. You wanna buy the major day when you face to face, we let you know. Ooh. We wanna be a king, we bring and do major things, but he's a bring me. You must be joking, you smoking, plus you buying that Buddha. Ooh. I define him when you can rely on the lion, the Judah. Ooh. Supreme ruler, shining brighter than Jacob the jeweler.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
I want to thank everybody again for another episode of Blog Talk Radio. Again, this is the show, Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. We were stalling, waiting on other family members to come because some of them are just simply always running late, as y'all know. So, again, you're listening to Brother Seth. I keep saying Brother Seth. Y'all got to know I do other shows, and I'm known by Brother Seth. That's my like, screen name or whatever. So that's why I keep slipping up saying Brother Seth. But anyway, what's been happening in the family this week? So this is our portion of the show. When we first open up, we always start off with the portion we call Around the Family News. So this is the time for us to find out what's been going on. And I haven't been hearing a lot. Normally I get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, as far as what has happened last week. But before I get into that around the family news, let me just remind y'all a few things that I keep forgetting to do. It seems like every week I forget this. This show features the first half of the show, because there's some new people listening tonight, and I just want to let them know what's going on with the show, how we do things. The first part of the show is really dealing with the past. The future. We want to talk about what is happening in the family. And then the second half, what's happening in the family in the future, like next week in the future, okay? So you can call in and make any type of announcements or anything that's going to affect the future. Also, we talk about what happened last week. You know, if there was anything in the family, we need to know about birthdays, anniversaries, whatever, awards, celebrations, graduations. That's still what we call like the future, the current and the future, we should say, okay? The second half of the show, we always spotlight somebody. We always put the spotlight on somebody. For a while, we was doing our elders, and now we've kind of we're now allowing pretty much anybody that want to be spotlighted to just come forth and be spotlighted if I don't pick somebody. So some of y'all shy, and I have to go ahead and pick you. But if I don't have to pick you, what we'll do is allow anybody to come on the show. And the purpose of this, for those of you that's listening for the first time tonight, it is to get the family to know you better. We are too much strangers. We are too much strangers. And we have some really nice picnics sometime. I shouldn't say picnics. I don't like that word. But we have some really nice get-togethers in the summer and in the winter and Christmas banquets. And we need to continue that. Don't stop that at all, for real. However, when we see each other, there's not a whole lot of time to talk. And we just kind of become strangers. And I believe in networking, because I think all these people that we admire, that's the only difference between Bill and us. They network, and that's something we need to be doing. So I'm not one to just sit back and dream, wish. I think we can make this happen. We can have a network. So what we try to do with this show is get everybody to know each other just a little bit more, where we feel a little bit more comfortable when we see each other. And this is what's needed to network. You have to know a little bit about each other. You know, I see all these people around all day long in where I work, in my area of work. I see networking at work. I see people exchanging business cards. I see people exchanging emails. And that translates into dollars. And that translates into friendships, and that translates into a lot of other things I can't even go into on the show. It's just so many things I can never do it all in one show. So networking is the way to go, and especially what we keep hearing that's about to hit the United States. What's about to hit the United States, folks, is no joke. I mean, I mention this every single week now, and I don't want to turn this show into a doom and gloom show. Because this is supposed to be a show that, well, we have one rule, and that rule is to keep it upbeat and to keep it positive. So I don't want to change that by talking about all the doom and gloom that's about to come into America. I don't want to do it at all. And please know that's my heart, okay? This is a show where we learn good things about you, what you're doing, or what you have done. Maybe right now you're going through some challenging times, and you're not getting very much victories in your life right now. We understand that. Well, let's talk about some of the things you've done in the past, okay? Everybody go through hard times. Everybody go through challenges. Everybody go through times where they're not as productive, but that's okay. So let's just feed on other people in the family that's doing some things or want to do some things. So when you're in the spotlight, this thing we call spotlight, we are featuring family members to get to know them a lot better. So that is what it's all about. Again, I'm only saying this because there's some people going to be listening tonight. I know for sure that, and then they may not know that. So first half, we talk about what has happened during the week, accomplishments, anything upbeat, positive that's going to inspire, motivate, encourage, and help us to know each other a little bit more. Also, we talk about what's happening next week and the week after and the month after, anything coming up in this summer. Like Chris was on last week and he talked about he's planning this huge family get-together over at Shawnee's on the north side. and it's going to be barbecue and everything there. And so he called in away from Europe on the show to let everybody know that. And I don't know if Donna's going to be having her picnic. I go with that word again. That word got a bad history to it. I don't know if Donna's going to be having her summer get-together like she do, but if she do, that'll be two events happening this summer. So I don't know. We'll see. That'll be two events that we really, really need to support. So that's what we do. That's what we do with the first half, and that's what we do with the second half. The second half, again, is just to talk about the past. Look at the past. Let's reexamine the past, what we have done in the past. It started off with our elders, like Aunt Robbie and Caleb Booker. And I know I'm not going to name everybody because I'm sure I'll forget somebody, but it started off talking about you know, who they are as people and what they've accomplished, and that's what we want to do. We want to keep the focus on the past for the second hour, okay? We don't want to run from the past. We want to definitely keep the past for the second hour, all right? So tonight, I said all that to say tonight, we have a surprise guest. Normally I mention who the guest is, but tonight I decided not to mention it, just make things a little different, spice it up. So y'all just going to have to listen at 10 o'clock on the hour to see who our guest will be. There is no pictures on the slideshow. You know how normally I put the whoever's going to be on the show, I put a slideshow together. So if you're listening to the show online, you can see pictures of the guests. Not tonight. We just have the regular pictures we always have of Big Mama, Azalee Booker, and one of her sisters, I forget what was the name, and a friend, and then pictures of Wesley Chapel, and then there's some pictures of our aunts, and I think Uncle Bud might be on there also. Before I even get started here, somebody has a question or a comment. I'm really interested to I'll be interested to know what this is all about. Area code 817625. Go ahead with your question or your comment.
Seth, this is Aunt Robbie.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, everybody. And while I'm at it, I was just getting around to you. I just wanted to let me just do this, Aunt Robbie, because I was just getting around letting everybody know that about. I'll just leave you on the air and we just talk about it. And Robbie is going to be doing, like she did last week and the week before, an inspirational moment where she will call in and she is going to give a word, whatever she feels that the Father's put on her heart to share with us. And sometimes she'll call live. Most of the time it's probably going to be recorded. All right? When it's recorded, we can play it more than one time. When it's live, she's probably going to share it, probably will keep listening to the rest of the show, or maybe she may have other things to do. So I want to thank her, since she is on the phone now live. I want to thank her for participating in this show, and I really wish more people would do like she's doing and get involved. Some of y'all are, though. I have to be honest. Some of y'all are, because, like I said, the archives is when y'all listen. Y'all seem to listen when we go off the show. And I'm going to try to find a way to publish this on the chat room and let y'all see these numbers. Y'all will be impressed by the show numbers. There's a way I think I can put it in the chat room where y'all can click on it. You can see these numbers. But anyway, Aunt Robbie is going to be doing this every single week. She's going to share about 5 minutes, about just a word, up to 5 minutes, just anything she feel like the Father is saying to the family. And I think it's just right that she do it, being the elder of Caleb and Azalee Booker's children, my aunt, some of y'all's aunt, maybe some of y'all mother, if Breck and Eric and Vince is listening. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let her share. I know she has some on her heart. Again, we normally have this tape, but tonight she's going to do it live. Sometimes she'll do it live. Sometimes she'll do it recorded. So y'all just got to tune in and figure out what she's going to do, okay? So, Aunt Robbie, you go ahead. You got the mic. Take your time. If you go over, it's not a big deal. Tonight we just kind of winging it, okay? So go ahead and share.
I want to know if you can hear me, Seth.
Say that again.
I was wanting to know if you can hear me.
I can hear you. It's a little bit of static, but I think we can hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now. I don't know what you did, but just keep it right there.
All right.
Hello?
Okay. We're listening.
Okay. I'd like to say good evening to my family and friends, if you're listening. I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to take a few minutes of your time. I must confess, I was in the kitchen when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, letting me know it was time for me to prepare to meet you and to meet you in this like manner. I'm beginning to enjoy sharing with you a few things. My mind took me back to 1967 when I had my first encounter with God. That was, in other words, an encounter that I never would forget. It started with a vision of a cross on my kitchen wall. And that cross was 6 feet tall, and it was shining just like the sun. It would take me too long to tell you about this experience, so if you'll just come by or call me, and I'll share it with you. As you know, we are in Lenten season. Most Christians celebrate what we call the Passover, and this celebration was orchestrated by God. We are to teach our children how God brought over 600,000 Israelites out of Egypt and how he brought them out. Are you aware that devoted Christians are beginning to be worried about this fast-moving event that's happening all around us as they rapidly unfold? We are becoming perplexed. The world is perplexed, confused about what's happening. Are we in the very last years of human history? We are asking this question. Regardless of what's going on, whatever's going on, God is going to see you and I through hard times. And I believe we have already arrived at this time. But God will see us through. We're going to be preserved by the spoken word, God's word. So I would appeal to you to let's learn the word and learn to speak the word. It's the word that delivered the children out of Egypt, but it also pronounced the very foundation of the world. So let me put it this way. God is going to preserve us day by day and hour by hour. But we must learn his word. You know, there's power in words. Words are like bridges, doors, windows. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but in Proverbs, I think it's 1927, the power of life and death lies within the tongue. That's where words come out of our mouth. The word from determines which dreams we dreams and dreams, which dreams we live and which dreams die. And our tongue is a major cause of all of our troubles. Whoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul. Words have a purpose. Your words reveal whether you are wise or a fool. Proverbs 15:2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poured out foolishness. Your words are to be a blessing to others. Proverbs 15:7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. Proverbs 13:3, those who talk too much will eventually be destroyed. As Seth said earlier, I'd just like to share just a little something each time that I come to you. And what I say to you, I also say to Robbie. I'm learning how powerful our words are. Have you ever said to yourself, and I'm going to be finished in a minute, you know,
feel like you said this,
you and I've said it, like when I was younger, I learned, you know, but time has taught me a lot of things. You know, I feel like I'm about to get a headache. Keep on saying you feel like you're going to get a headache. Before the day is over, your head's going to be busting. Because the power of life and death lies within your tongue. And we say a lot of things. We call a lot of things in on us by what we say. So-and-so, you make me sick. Well, so-and-so, you know, we call by names. Don't let anybody make you sick by saying you make me sick. So, and Robbie, love you, and I hope you love me. And if I never get to, you know, get the chance to visit you like I would desire, if I can just say a word. And what I say to you, I say to mine. But sometimes they don't hear me. But God has spoken to me years ago one time. I'll never forget it. One of my cousins was acting up real bad, and somebody told me, you need to talk to those boys. Because they're your kinfolk. And so I thought about it, and I laid down and went to sleep. And when I was, back to me, when I was waking up, I heard this voice speak to me and say, if the sinner dies in his iniquity, meaning his sin, his blood I'm going to require at your hand. And do you know that that's in your Bible? Do you know if you get the chance to witness to somebody, whether you don't have to always be in church to do it. If you see something if you can say something that will help somebody, and you know it would help if you spoke it. In the book of James, said that's a sin. So to know to do good and don't do it is a sin. So I just want to leave that one with you because I didn't know that when I was young. Because I used to say some things, too, like, well, let her learn like I learned. But sometimes some people never learn, you know. So if you can help somebody by just speaking a word, you'd be surprised how blessed you'll be. I think that's what keeps me going, the fact that I can deposit something into somebody else's spirit. And then they tell me, you know, do you remember one day you told me such and such a thing? Girl, I don't know what I would have done if it hadn't been for you. I got young people all over the United States that have called me where I didn't know I said anything that said anything. So I just hope that what I say, if I say anything, it was just one word. I pray to God that it's been a help to you. So I'm not going to say good night, but last week I tried to stay woke, though you all went off, but I just couldn't handle it. When you get a certain age, you just can't stay woke all night. So thank you.
That's why we cut off at 11, because I normally start shows around 11, but, you know, I do understand that a lot of people can't. I understand. So, you know, we have to section where we spotlight the elders for a little bit there, and that's why we set up the show at 9 to 11. I know a lot of people think that's a little early, but I think it's perfect hours. So I appreciate you hanging out with us the other day, other week, last week.
Well, I thank you. I thank you.
Well, hey, Robbie, I appreciate that word, and the good thing about that word that you just gave is it is recorded. It is recorded, and if somebody wants to hear it over and over again after the show, they can just simply do that. Just keep hitting rewind on the show or in the show archives, and they can do it. So I just hope that we just don't make it a religious thing and just go, oh, that's a nice little saying, because you said a lot there. The Bible even goes on to say that if you can control if you can control your tongue, you basically, in a nutshell, you are a very strong person, because it ain't easy.
No, it's like they said, the tongue is like a ship. That, you know, a ship is a powerful thing.
Oh yeah, that's what the scripture says.
It takes some kind of man to what am I trying to say, to be the captain of a ship, you know, control it.
Steer it, yeah, to steer it. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, like I say, it's written in it, and there's so many little things. There's some tiny, little things God wants us to know. It's just a lot of little things we need to know, and He teaches us day by day. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, and you are probably the oldest aunt I got, so hopefully somebody have enough sense to listen to our elders, and hopefully we have enough sense to teach your advice. That's what Israel did. You mentioned the Passover earlier, and I'm one of those people that do keep the Passover, the Hebrew New Year, which started yesterday, and the Passover that's coming up. We keep all the feast days. Arlene and I, we try to. Some days it gets a little, some weeks, some years it's a little hard than others, but we're going to try to keep all the Israel feast days. Because I believe that's part of our history myself. And so when you say we're supposed to, teach our children, that's what the Most High commanded. That's what the Father commanded Israel to do, is teach your children the ways of the Israelites and about their God, so they won't suffer like all these other nations. And if Israel didn't pass that down to their children, then they were to suffer more than any other people. And it goes on to say in Deuteronomy 28, which is a whole nother Bible study, but it talks about all the things that Israel is supposed to go through if they disobey. And one of them, the last verse, verse 68, says that this nation will actually be taken back to Egypt and sold from slave ships. So anyway, Bobby, thank you for that word. Appreciate that word. So are you going to keep listening to the show a little bit, or are you going to just... A
little bit.
Okay. Remember the rule. Once I put you on hold, press 1 on your phone, because right now your hand is up. And when you press 1, it puts your hand back down. When you press 1 again, it goes up. So right now your hand is up, and I can't tell if you have another question later on. So you have to put your hand down. So when I put you on hold... In about a minute after I put you on hold, press 1 in your hand and go down. Later on, if you want to comment, jump back in here. You are more than welcome to do just that, okay?
Okay, now, so to push 1 now, and that'll take me out right now.
Yeah, right now your hand is up. It's like a little hand is up right now because you just commented. Now, when I put you on hold, you got to press 1 again and your hand comes down. Now, later on, if you want to comment again, you can come back on. Just press 1 and say, oh, somebody got their hand up. But if you leave your hand up, I won't know if it's because you're talking now, if you got a new question or not. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'll let somebody else talk.
No, we got a long time. You may have something to say, especially with the guest that's coming on, because you know her pretty good. I'll give you a little hint. You know about her, okay? All right?
Is she a family member?
Of course.
Okay.
We haven't got the interview in Friends yet. It's coming soon. And by the way, I'm so glad you asked that. In the future, if you know some people, like anybody that's really close to the family, preferably if they know the family, not one person in the family, but if they know a lot of family, they can come on. We can interview them, because this is supposed to be the Booker, Douglas family, and Friends. So right now we're going through the family, but eventually we want to bring on people that you know and that some of us know, like Isaiah Thomas, just throw out one name. People like that, people that we know in the family. And they don't have to be somebody that's, preacher or something. They can just be a regular old person. And that's what I wanted to help, because this is eventually we all going to be less strangers, because we're going to know so much about each other. So that's what this is all about. But, yeah, she is family in a big time.
I can wait, because I know lawyers, community workers. I just know a lot of folks.
The reason why I say anybody, because if what happens is if we start interviewing big time folks, then regular people in the family feel disenfranchised, and that is the worst thing I want to happen. And even though we want to bring on lawyers, we want to bring on people that's productive and whatever, for sure. I ain't trying to say no. I'm just saying I want to throw in everyday Joe Blow. I want to bring in eventually some teenagers. Eventually I want to start interviewing people in the family that's teenagers and maybe get two or three of them on the show, let them do three at a time, interview two of them at a time or something, find out what's on their minds, what are they doing, what are their goals, what do they – any questions, as long as it's positive, as long as it's upbeat, that's all we ask, because we know families get enough junk, you know. We just want to know what these young people are thinking, what's on their minds, what they're trying to do. Maybe we can ask some advice. We don't want to talk down to them on the show. We just want to, you know, they deserve a right to speak too. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I want to get a little bit of everybody. That way nobody won't be afraid, because if you have, you know, let's say I interview you, then I try to interview Verme, then somebody might be saying, I don't have nothing going on in my life like they do. It ain't that kind of party. We just want to talk to family. We just want to know who you are, where you be less strangers. Like some people, like for instance, Jared. Jared got talent. You know, all kinds of stuff about sound. But you won't know that unless you have him on the show and he tell you. I mean, he got stuff I don't even understand. I remember when I came up for your birthday and I was walking through the room where he was staying there and I was like, what is that? So, I mean, he can come on the show and talk about all the technical stuff and everybody be like, whoa, maybe he can make some music for me, because we've got some people in his family that's trying to do music. You know, Josiah's one. He's trying to do his little rap thing. I try to tell him to keep it positive and upbeat. But just it's a lot of different people that are singing, and they just need, you know, a little bit of help, and maybe they can use his talent, and maybe Jared can make some money if he needs that. You know what I'm just saying? So that's what I mean. You got all this talent walking around here, but if we don't bring these people on the show and let them showcase their talent and talk about what they, even if they don't have, if they think they don't have talent, what they want to have talent in. So that's what the show is all about, making this family less strangers.
Okay. Well, yes. I'm going to get off because what time will your guest be on? Do you have any idea?
In about 15 minutes.
Okay, because I had some other calls to return.
Yeah, that'll be on in about 15 minutes for sure.
All right.
But okay. Anyway, thank you for that word, honest, and I hope everybody was listening because that was a strong word tonight.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold now. Like I said, as soon as I put you on hold, press 1 and your hand will go down. And then when you press 1 later on, we'll see it'll light back up.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Everybody, that was Ain Robbie. And I appreciate that word. And what can you say? Ain't nothing to say when you hear a good word. And I really hope y'all was listening. I hope y'all was listening because... I'm sitting up here listening, but I have to be a little honest. I don't always watch what I say, especially when I get upset. And y'all know how we start talking about everybody, start talking about how hard the system is and how stuff is against us, and black man got it so hard, and we start talking. We know that there's white supremacy, but sometimes we just got to confess that we have the victory and no weapon formed against us is going to prosper, and every tongue that rides against us in judgment, we're going to condemn. We got to start confessing that we're the head, not the tail, and above and not beneath, and that we're going to make it. And like Aaron Robert said, he is with us. The Father is with us. And so we just got to know that that's why Christ came to make, he came to make life more abundantly. So we got to confess that. That's got to be our, we got to constantly keep it on our mouth. You know, I believe that's the only thing really black folks got is the Most High. And guess what? That's all we need. Ironically, that's all we got, though. But, I mean, I meant to say that's ironically, that's all we need. But he is really all we got. Because so many of us, like, you know, this family, a lot of other families, we're not really networking like we should. That's what this show is all about. Get us together, get us networking. And so we only have the Father. That's all we have. So anyway, see how time flies? That quick is 9:45. And the guest is going to be on here in about 15 minutes. And I was supposed to talk about some other things.
Let me just go ahead and let y'all know a few things. Well, let's see. What can we do? What should we do? Let's take a little short break, okay? Well, I'll be right back, and we're going to do a few things and then bring on the guests. Okay, got a lot to do here in the next 15 minutes. All right, be right back.
This is Kayla Booker, better known as Uncle Butter, and you're listening to the Booker Douglas Family and Friend Network. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Yeah, I like playing that. That is something, you know, because we want to be wise of the time. And as y'all know, Robert was talking about how people are panicking. A lot going on in our country right now. And this is one of the things I talk about on the blog shows, what I'm doing during the week. And folks, it's so deep. But we don't need to panic. We just need to listen to the voice. Listen to that still, small voice. It's going to be simple instructions. It's not going to be complicated. And that is one of the ideas I have been hearing over and over and over from people that fear the Most High is about this gold. Putting your money in gold. Now, I know some of us can't afford that because we're barely making it. And that's just the truth. At least I'm speaking of the past. We have barely made it. Not going to touch your future. I'm just talking about the past. But it might be a good idea if you do have money to invest in. Put it in gold, because the whole thing that they're talking about is that the United States, and I guess we can call this the big book of business section of the show. It normally is from 9:45 to 10 o'clock. So we'll just talk a little bit about business, and then we'll bring on the guests. And if y'all have any birthdays, anniversaries, any shout-outs, interrupt me, please. I know we were supposed to do that earlier, but we did some other things. So it's just so little time to cover everything. So, again, if you have any birthdays, anniversaries, just interrupt me and let me know. Call in, press 1, and let me know. But anyway, like I was saying, we've got to be listening to this voice. I feel like we're going through another New Orleans. I feel like right now the writing is up on the wall. Never have I have in my life seen preachers, economists, politicians all saying the exact same thing, especially preachers, politicians, and economists who's normally optimistic. Folks, there is something major coming, and again, like A. Robert said, we don't need to panic, but we got to be listening to voices. Maybe it ain't for you to put your money in gold. Maybe it's for you to, some people it might be mean to leave the United States. No sweat, just, you know, I was telling my wife some time back, you know, it was really heavy upon me at one time to buy one-way tickets, full fare, one-way tickets. Just, and you know how the airlines are, they're only good no matter what the fare costs, it's only good for 1 year. I work for the airline, so I know. These fares are only good for 1 year, so you have to take your ticket up there every year and get it revalidated or reissued. But keep you at least, if you can do a round trip, great, but sometimes it's more expensive. Just do a one-way. Sometimes one-ways are more expensive. It depends on where you want to go. But I strongly recommend the Caribbean, and just because it's not that far and it's cheaper. And someone like Bermuda. And keep it with you. Keep your passports valid. Family, this is serious talk. We can have fun, and we can talk about business, and we can talk about birthdays and holidays and everything we talk about on this show, but I just want to remind y'all, please start thinking about what these people are saying. It's too many people saying this. It ain't no few. There's hundreds of economists saying the exact same thing. There are thousands of ministers saying the exact same thing. There are lots of politicians saying the exact same thing. And again, these are very optimistic, normally optimistic people. I got to tell y'all that. So I just thought I'd play that clip. Periodically, I'll play that clip to kind of just, you know, be a warner, just kind of warn you. Don't get too sleepy and comfortable with the way things are. There is a change coming, and the Most High love us. Like Aunt Robert was saying, He love us. He love us, and He want to protect us. And He is going to. No father is going to let their child just be had by the enemy. So we, like the people in New Orleans, are given the warnings. Please leave your homes. Please leave your homes. Yes, I know you weathered out a lot of storms, but this one is a little bigger. Please leave your home. Does that mean we need to leave the United States? I'm not saying that. I think wherever you go, the Most High can protect you. So we just got to listen to His voice and see what is He saying. What is He really saying? It's going to be something we can do, because if it was something out of our hands, that wouldn't be fair. It's going to be something very practical we can do. And I hear a lot of talk that when this dollar falls, because it's about the dollar falling, that's why I just played the thing about gold. When this dollar drops in value, I don't know if China is going to demand debt from us, the payment for their debt. I don't know what is going to happen. But if you have your money in a safe place, the dollar make it drop, your money won't fall. As a matter of fact, it may go up. You may actually profit in the midst of all of this. That's the way my father does business. So, again, y'all, don't please take serious that little ad I just played. I didn't just play that for just to be filling up time on the show. That was serious. Okay? I do want to do one more thing before I bring on the guests. I want to play The Day the Dollar Died. Really quick, it's not that long of a video. I know this show is about keeping it positive and upbeat. I want to do that, but I just feel like, you know, for our Booker business section of the show, I would play that little information on gold and also play this little clip about the day the dollar died. This is what the ministers, this is what the economists, this is what the politicians are saying. I'm talking about the collective voice. I've been listening to a lot of different people saying a whole lot of things, but as a family, we need to be on one accord. As a family, we need to be alert. As a family, we need to be not caught just sleeping. So this is a little short video, and after this video, we're going to bring on the guests for tonight. But I just got to play this. I mean, it's just... I think this thing have over a million hits on YouTube. Matter of fact, I know it's got over a million, maybe 2 or 3 million. But people are trying to find out what's going on. This is not meant to scare anybody. This is meant for us as a family to start asking questions, start thinking, and start praying. What should we do for our family? What are we going to do for this Booker Douglas family with regards to what you're about to hear? This clip is about 7 minutes, and then we'll bring on our guests afterwards, okay? This is called The Day the Dollar Died, one of the most popular videos on YouTube telling us what is about to happen. I present this to you as a member of this family and a warning to us. Again, we're keeping it positive by simply warning us, because if we heed the warning, guess what? We'll be okay.
The following is a fictional story of events that may happen in the near future. 8 a.m., New York Stock Exchange. It's a cold, breezy day on Wall Street as markets await the Federal Reserve's announcement for QE4. Futures are up significantly. The Dow Jones just breached its 2008 high of 14,164. Gold just hit an all-time high of 2,900. silver just breached $100 per ounce. The dollar index is holding at 53. With official unemployment at 16.3%, there's a nervous feeling on Wall Street that if this doesn't work, the world could implode into a depression that will last for the remainder of the decade. 8:19 a.m., Beijing. Chinese officials announced that they can no longer allow Washington to devalue their holdings. After making their concerns private, China accepts that Washington will never stop paying its debts with inflated currency. China makes an official statement from Beijing, quote, "We have made our concerns known privately for some time. With QE4 about to be announced today, China will have no choice but to stop purchasing U.S. treasuries. We have allowed Washington to try to work through their imbalances for 4 years. But with global inflation and U.S. consumers rapidly shrinking as a percentage of global GDP, we feel that a Western recovery is unlikely until they reform their entitlement programs." 8:45 a.m., New York Stock Exchange. Upon hearing the statement from China, Dow futures have a sharp reversal and begin to drop. Gold leaps past $3,000 per ounce, up $150 per ounce in the last 26 minutes. CNBC awaits a statement from the White House. 8:50 a.m., Washington, D.C. The president makes an official statement to calm investors' fears. He tells Americans that he has spoken with several G20 leaders. They have assured him that they will continue to increase their purchase of treasuries and believe that a strong U.S. economy is the only thing that will bring back global prosperity. He has also spoken to Chairman Bernanke, who assures him that a strong dollar will be the result of QE4. The president also reminds Americans that his recent New Deal recovery programs that he passed through executive order will increase the likelihood of a lasting recovery. He also notes that Beijing, since 2009, has slowly been reducing their holdings, so the impact will be minimal. 9:51 a.m., New York. Dow futures fall 850 points in the first 20 minutes of trading. Markets are halted for 1 hour by the authorities. 10 a.m., Main Street, America. The news about the stock market in China has now spread. A panic begins to set in, and unprepared Americans rush to the grocery store. In an attempt to purchase food and water, Americans that didn't know what was going on are alerted by all of the news stories and panic buying. Within 50 minutes, there is a nationwide rush to the stores. Empty store shelves in America become a reality. 10:52 a.m., New York. Markets reopen and the Dow Jones resumes its collapse. Investors around the world join the sell-off in bonds and stocks and begin to purchase commodities. Unlike the panic of 2008, this time commodities are seen as the only safe haven from a dollar crisis. 11:30 a.m., New York. The Dow falls 1,700 points since reopening. Trading is halted for at least 2 hours. The Federal Reserve injects $200 billion into the markets and announces that QE4 will be delayed until further notice. Congress is called back to D.C. for an emergency joint session. Some members of Congress are saying that they consider China's statement a financial attack. 12 p.m., Main Street, America. Several cities begin to see civil unrest after grocery stores are forced to close. Traffic in the streets and violence break out. The president puts the National Guard on alert for a possible deployment onto U.S. streets if things don't get under control soon. Several news agencies are reporting injuries at grocery chains and call for the authorities to do something before it gets worse. 12:15 p.m., Toronto, Canada. George Soros tells CNBC that a run on treasuries is imminent and that there is nothing the government can do to stop it. He says it is unfortunate that a controlled decline of the dollar was not coordinated better over the years. Today really could have been avoided if not for the...
Okay, I'm just going to stop it there. But that gives you a sample of the video, the popular video that millions have watched, put together by economists, ministers, and politicians. And again, these are some people that are normally optimistic. This ain't no doom and gloom bunch of folk looking for some negative conspiracy theory type. This is people that are on the up and up. If a lot of ministers are saying this, a lot of economists are saying this, a lot of politicians are saying this. Like Ken Robbins said earlier, a lot of people are getting worried. But we don't have to worry because we listen to that still small voice. It ain't going to be nothing complicated. I know some of that y'all didn't understand about the gross national product and all that stuff. But basically, that video is simply saying that the dollar we know is going to lose its value. So you might have $15,000, $100,000 in the bank.
and wake up the next day and it's 50,000. 100 is now 50. 15,000 is 7. What you going to do if the dollar loses its value? And when that happens, investors get scary and they start pulling all their money out of the dollar, and that's when it really hit rock bottom. That's when your 15,000 jumped to 3,000. That's when it gets crazy and panic sets in. There's a rush on markets, rush on gas. Then they have to employ soldiers on the streets and so forth. But folks, I hate to say it, but it is almost, it's going to happen. And they're not talking about 2013. They're talking about 2012. So why do I share this on this show that we say we're going to be positive? It's a warning. Because if we heed the warning, guess what? It ain't negative at all. It's good news when you heed a warning and you follow directions. It was good news to just put yourself together. If you was in New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina was coming, you heard the warning, you heeded, you boarded up your house, got your kids together, went and stayed in a nice hotel or restaurant, came back after Katrina left. I mean, it wasn't that bad for some people. For some people, it was horrible. So as a family member, that's just a warning. That's just a warning. Check out that video on YouTube.com. It's called The Day the Dollar Died. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. And I want to go ahead and bring on our guest, I'm going to let her introduce herself. Actually, I think I'll let her introduce herself. Okay, area code 817-568. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Davida Harris, and I'm Leola Jones' granddaughter, and my mother's name is Archie Lee.
All right. Well, I thought we'd get a little bit a different mix in here with you coming in. I'm so glad to have you on the show. I've thought about you so many times, and finally we got a chance to connect and get you on, Davida. So everybody wondering, who are you going to have on? Well, and several people ask me. They always want to know. I think sometimes people try to figure whether or not they're going to listen to the show based upon who the guest's going to be on. So I said tonight, I wasn't going to tell nobody. So Davida Harris is on the line. And again, welcome to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. And go ahead and tell us one more time who you are, because somebody probably didn't catch that.
My name is Davida Harris. I'm Leola Jones' granddaughter. I think y'all call my grandmother Aunt Lee. So
okay.
I'm y'all Aunt Lee granddaughter. And
all
Uncle
right.
Caleb.
All right.
Uncle Caleb is my uncle, Caleb Booker. That was married
okay.
to Aunt Azalee.
Okay.
That's
your great uncle. That's right. That's Leola's
right.
brother. I got you. I'm with you.
Yes. yeah.
Yeah, this is another little history. I say little. I shouldn't say little. But she's like everybody called. I just hate saying Dr. Jean. I'm so used to saying Miss or Aunt or somebody. Mm-hmm. But everybody say Dr. Jean, so I say Dr. Jean. But this is, Dr. Jean is your aunt for real, right?
Correct, yes.
And okay, and that was Leola Jones' daughter, correct?
Granddaughter, correct.
Granddaughter.
Yeah, I'm her granddaughter.
No. I was saying Dr. Jean is Leola Jones' daughter, correct?
Right, yes, right.
Okay, I thought I got that right now. I'm
yes.
listening, I'm listening.
okay, I just didn't get... Quite
well, Davida, again, I'm serious. Thank you for taking the opportunity to come by and stop by the show tonight and fill us in on what's happening on your neck of the woods with your family and everything. Why don't you go ahead and just let everybody know, and, you know, just kind of remind everybody who your kids are. And, again, for those listening, this is how we get to know each other more. Now, in the future, I'm going to put a picture on you on this show. Right now, they put up no pictures. Nobody
okay.
knew who was coming, so, but in the future,
okay.
right after we get done tonight, I'm going to hook up with you or look and see if I've already got some pictures of you. And now, and then after tonight, your show will have a slideshow. Like when people listen to you right now, they'll be looking at us. I mean, in the future, like tomorrow, they'll be looking at your picture, if I can find one tonight. So that way, while you're talking in the archives, like tomorrow, next month, There'll be a picture of you, hopefully a couple, floating around over and over where they can see who exactly are you. Now, I would like for you tonight to just talk a little bit about who your kids are, and just so everybody would know. I know that y'all was at Aunt Robbie's Christmas banquet this year, correct?
Yes, yeah, I had my whole family there, all of my children and grandchildren was there, except for one grandchild. But all of us was there.
What did y'all think of the Christmas banquet?
Oh, I enjoyed it, and they loved it, too. Yeah, they had fun. Mm-hmm.
Food was better, wasn't it? Was the food better, you thought, this year?
Yes, it was. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
I like the food at the other banquet. I like the other food, but I think it was more of a
choice. I like
this
one better. I think I like this one better. Because this way I can bring all my grandkids. It really is home. Yeah.
Yeah,
my kids can come and the grandkids can come, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw y'all munching and going on.
Yes.
I remember. Now, what's your son? Just give us names.
Okay,
pictures of them.
Okay, my oldest son named Demetrius Kennedy, and then my second son name is Tariq Kennedy, and then my oldest daughter name, she's the third child, Jamila Kennedy. And the other daughter is Archer Lee Kennedy. And her daughter was on TVN performing last night. She was on TVN. I don't know.
What was she doing on TVN?
Doing a praise song. A praise dance.
Oh, like the praise dance?
Yeah, but she was singing. She was singing. She did a CD. She made her CD, and then she did a praise dance. Her name is Alexandra. She's the same age as Donna's granddaughter. I think her name is Brianna.
Brianna. Yeah, little Brianna.
Yeah,
okay,
Brianna.
Yeah.
She's the same age as Brianna, I believe. They about the same age. But
she's on TBN, huh?
Yeah, last night.
With what church?
No, she went to TBN.
She would like sometimes they have ministries on. Did she go to ministry or she just was there by herself?
I don't know. Because, see, what happened was she was at a church with a contest. They had a talent show. And she came in first place in the talent show right off of Riverside here. And she won $500. And one of the guys saw her performing, and so he wanted her to go to TBN and perform for some kind of teen program they had that was on TBN Saturday night. When they going to air it, I don't know.
Wow. Alexandra. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's the kind of stuff. Now, folks, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. You know, maybe they'll re-air that and somebody didn't look at TV.
Yeah, I got to find out what date they're going to air that so everybody can see her on TVN. That's going to be exciting.
So you got down to Archer Lee and Alexandria.
Archer Lee is Alexandra's mother.
Right, I'm saying you just got down to her. You mentioned her. You mentioned Jamila. Then you got in actually.
Actually, I have four kids. I have four kids.
Oh, that's the four. Okay, I see.
I have four kids and 11 grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
I got 11 grandkids here.
And you know one thing I was impressed by you when I met you? Another reason why I want you on the show, because you know everybody. It ain't too many people that can say, I know everybody in the family. Now, I know maybe some of you mentioned earlier that you wasn't that familiar with mama kids, Irene kids, but you still know a lot. Probably, I know Donna know a lot of people too, but I'm saying, but that's pretty impressive that you would take the time out to, you know, of course you and mama used to talk a little bit too, I think, right?
Yes, the first time. I think I was 20, and I went to this church, and I don't know how, but I saw her, and I recognized. I said, that's Cousin Irene. And I think the man named Shelter, I'm not for sure the name of that pastor church, because I was with Pastor Nix, and we went to this church, And I saw
her. Hold on a second. You say Pastor Nick. Sam
right.
Nick?
Yeah, Sam
Pastor
Nick.
Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, we were familiar with Sam Nick a long time ago. You know that, right?
Right, that was long, back in the 70s.
So did you know him then?
I just knew Pastor Nick's in the late 70s. Yeah, in the mid-70s, because Tariq was born in 76, and I met him in 76. And that's when I met Pastor Nick in 76.
So you grew up Pentecostal, right?
No, I brought up with St. James AME.
Oh, really?
I went to St. James AME. Mm-hmm.
Oh, kind of like Mama. I got you.
Uh-huh. We used to go visit Wesley Chapel sometime. We came over there sometime. Now, when I was younger, when they had they had some kind of program with the Wesley Chapel, and me and LaQuita, well, LaQuita stayed with Cousin Robbie, and I stayed with Aunt Everdy. And we used to walk the streets and walk to church over at Wesley Chapel, and when we got tired, we walk over Cousin Robbie's house and visit Don and Gerald and Vincent and the boys.
Yeah, and Mr. Eric.
Yeah.
Brett.
You know. Mm-hmm, all of them.
So let me ask you this. So where do you go now?
I go to Christian Outreach Center.
Oh, so you're still over at CLC?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Me and your pastor, Sister Rose, when I was at Church of God in Christ there for a minute, J.L. Johnson was her pastor.
Wow.
And I remember he had a baby when they left Church of God in Christ and started their church in the mall.
Yeah.
They talk about people like they was dogs. They stole and going to hell. And this whole thing was greed and, you know, the ministry, this Word of Faith movement, they talked about it like it was such a bad thing.
Oh.
But I like Pastor Rose.
I did, too.
I saw her the other day. And I saw her at, what's that, Luby's restaurant, and she saw me, and she just said, poured her heart out. She told me all kind of stuff. She just, it looked like I met her at a time. She needed to talk to somebody, and we talked to somebody. But yeah, that used to be my pastor back in the day. After Church of God in Christ, I went to Holy Tabernacle for a minute, then Calvary, then COC. But it's so good to hear your voice. Hold on a second, somebody, let's see if somebody's got a question or comment.
Okay.
So let's see who is this that has this question or comment. Area code 940, that's Denton. 765, go ahead with your question or comment for our guest.
Mr. B, you already know who it is out of Denton.
Yes, I did. Hi, Donna.
Hello, Davina. Oh, my God. When you said your name, I just started laughing. It was a good laugh. You don't even know how much joy you bring to people's lives. You're such a sweet person. But, you know, more than anything, you're my cousin. But you know what? This is such a small world, because I was still listening to you about your grandbaby, and who was we?
Alexander.
I thank God for the show, for real. Yes, I wouldn't have never known. But I mean, that is such an honor.
Yes, it
that
is.
That is such an honor. That means she got that talented blood running through her veins.
She didn't know she was going to TBN herself. All they know, they were just going to Irving. Huh?
That's okay. Yeah. Her talent made room for her. That's the whole deal.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a wonderful thing. God.
Yes, it is. It's a blessing.
Oh,
I was surprised. Yeah.
Oh,
I was surprised when she won that $500, too.
Ooh, I know she was happy.
Yes,
God.
She was. And then
that's
I think she won the most spirit, too. She won the
Are you
spirit,
serious?
Too.
She's so
yes.
quiet.
Huh?
She is so quiet.
Almost
she just being shy with me.
She just being shy. I think that's
okay.
What she doing.
That's okay. But Davina has some of the sweetest kids.
Yes.
And Tariq, Jamila, and I can't leave them out.
Actually,
Actually, I called them all. They're all sweet. They're all sweet. They really are. And I didn't know this Christmas banquet that we had this year, this past year, I didn't know Tariq could cook. He's talking about the cake he cooked. I'm like, come on, get on out of cake. You know you can't cook. But I'm just shocked. I'm just like, Lord, these children have grown up on me.
Yes, they have.
God, just a blessing. But, no, you got some sweet kids. I was ecstatic when I heard your name.
You know, Donna.
I would love you to talk about your uncle.
Which
uncle? Our granddaddy, Caleb.
Uncle Caleb? Your granddad, Uncle Cam?
Yeah.
He used to be a mess.
Yes, I do. You got an enemy. If you can hit that, I say. I'm serious. My memories are very vague. I don't remember much. I was very young.
Remember Uncle Caleb. I remember
do you?
Him. Yeah, I remember Uncle Caleb. Very vaguely, but I do remember Uncle Caleb. I remember him coming over Grandma's house, and my brother told me, Uncle Caleb, they was on the north side, and y'all, Uncle Caleb, the junior Caleb, he said he had them, they was out there on the corner having them drinking some wine. They was drinking something, just a little bitty bit itself. And then
you remember Bud.
And I remember I was talking to Irene and Emma Jean on the phone, and they was telling me about Uncle Caleb. I said, y'all get out of here. But they said Uncle Caleb was a mess. But,
wow, memories.
Yeah, and I know Grandma told me when Uncle Caleb and Aunt Azalee divorced. I remember Aunt Azalee too. And they were sad. You know, they loved each other, but they were sad. They walk away from each other crying, you know, tears running down their eyes. That's what she told me about Uncle Caleb when Uncle Caleb and Aunt Azalee got their divorce. But, and
Looks like y'all got a lot in common, Davita, you and Donna.
Yes.
Both got your daughters dancing.
But you remember
granddaughters,
yeah. When one time Donna came to COC, and I was sitting in front of Dee, and she was sitting in the same row with Dee. Now, Donna haven't seen Dee since he was a baby. Dee was like between 17 and 19. And she kept looking at him and said she recognized him, but she really couldn't place him. And I don't know how in the world Donald remember D at that age, because last time she saw him, he was a baby about 5 months. But he was 17, at least 17 or 19 years old, and she recognized him. I was surprised.
Now, you call him D your oldest son.
The oldest son. Do you remember that, Donna?
I'm out. Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Donna,
she said,
you
do you remember Dee, her son?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I hear you.
For real? Okay, good. Oh, gosh. Let me just check. Can I tell you a little bit? I met Dee.
You remember
when he was
a baby. You about 4 or 5 months.
Yes, that was the first time.
Time you saw him.
We were at Emma Jean's house. What was the name of the apartment?
Pilgrim Valley.
Pilgrim Valley. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Emma Jean said, this is your cousin, Davita. And I'm like, my cousin? Her hair was so beautiful. I was just constantly looking at her hair. But she was so sweet, and Dee was a baby.
Right.
But then it was later I met Dee, and he made this gorgeous piece of furniture. I mean, thick, heavy wood. It was a cabinet. And I was looking at him like, you made that?
Oh.
And then again, later, he started doing other stuff. I'm like, this kid just amaze me. It's nothing that he don't know how to do.
Well, now, he can cook
so
too,
yes.
Donna.
But I remember Dee.
Yeah, I don't remember how did you never seen Dee until he was a teenager, and you saw him when he was a baby, and then you recognized him.
It was crazy because it was like he was a baby. I fell off the mouth. I fell back into the mouth. Then he was a teenager. I fell out the mouth, off the mouth, fell back in the mouth, and he married with kids. Now, is that not crazy?
Yeah.
And Tari, oh my God. Oh my God. Tari, I fell in love with Tari because he was close to my son's name, Tari, but he was a slew operator. That little joker there, he had me laughing all the time. I'm just like,
yeah.
He ain't going to carry me at the Christmas dinner. You would vacuum the carpet and put the lines in the carpet so it would show if we walked on the carpet. This little jumper, that was me. They found the way how to beat my sister. I can't get out of here. So what I thought I was being smart, they outsmarted me. Him, Audrey, Tariq, and Dee. Okay.
Yeah.
It took 2012 for me to get that bit of knowledge. I said, y'all ain't worth a dime. That's all I'm going to say. They laugh and they come laugh at me. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Yes, it is.
No, I love you. You got some beautiful kids, for real.
You do too.
And look like we got a few people to kind of join out the All Sort of Talk. So let me give a quick little intro. Again, we're speaking with Davita Harris. And Davita Harris' grandmother is Leola Booker Jones, correct?
Correct.
Born in Lee County, Texas, May the 24th, 1905. You didn't think I knew that, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Married Archer Lee Daniel Jones, November the 21st, 1929. They had how many kids? Walter Bell Jones. Archer Lee Jones Daniel.
Right.
They also had Winnell Wilmer
right.
Jones,
right.
Dorothy Jean Jones, Gula
right.
B. Jones, and Archer Leah Daniel Jones. Did I get that right?
Correct.
Did I miss anybody?
Walter
Dale Jones was her child. Now keep in mind, everybody, this is Caleb Booker's sister. So we're talking tonight with Caleb Booker's sister's Caleb Booker's sister's daughter's child.
Correct.
And your mother is let's see here. Don't tell me. Let me get it. Davita, your mother is Archer Lee.
Correct.
Okay. All right. See, I'm learning. I'm actually looking at a paper. I'm looking at some Dorothy G. handed back at when Aunt Robbie had that. Remember, she had that function at the last function she had at Wesley Chapel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I got a little cheat sheet, actually. So, anyway, everybody, that's who y'all are listening to. So, those of y'all on the phone saying, who is this woman? We know. Donna, or maybe some of y'all know Donna, but you don't know Davita. Davita Hall. So, anyway, just y'all can go ahead. I just want to kind of give a little introduction of who you were and who we're talking to. So this is on the Booker side. This is on the Booker side. Again, Caleb's, Booker's sister's daughter's child would be his niece. So anyway. Let me ask you this, Donna. Did you ever go to COC? Because Davita went to COC when I went to COC. And we didn't even know each other. Ain't that crazy?
That is crazy. But, no, I did. But I knew Davita went to COC.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. That's
and
real
we
crazy.
Were there for
that's some years.
Yeah.
That's why we have this show, so we won't run into that problem again. So, like I said, after tonight, maybe tomorrow or next day, we'll have pictures of her. So when somebody's listening to this in the archive, they'll actually see her picture more than one time.
Yeah.
And just help us out.
And you know,
but I
want to... Go ahead.
No, I like the fact that whatever, hold on a minute, that paper that you just had said, I didn't see the importance in that. I mean, when you're calling out her family's names, that's very important. That's history.
Yes, it is.
I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. I mean, I tell you, I'm talking about, I think this is a good show, but I was talking today about the tape that you made with Mama, and you told her back, and what was that? Was that 72?
Yeah. I would say that's 76 when
No, she's talking about the tape.
Okay.
I made a Mama praying. Mama was talking Mama was actually talking to me about a situation when I have it with Mars. You know how brother sometimes ain't talking, ain't talking like they should. And I was just telling Mama. She was saying, "Why don't you call Mars?" And I was like, "Mars doing his own thing and blah blah blah." And I ain't got time for Mars here. And so she started talking to me, and then she started praying. She started praying for the family, and I happened to record her, and we have that tape.
Oh,
and one of these days I'm going to play it. And so that's what I'm talking about.
And what I'm saying is, I mean, years from now, not only will your children, your children's children, their children be able to go into these archives, and they never probably would have gotten to meet you, but they would hear what their grandmother's voice was like. They would hear the life and the laughter in your voice. And put the face with all of that, and it'll just come alive.
That would be really exciting.
I think it's amazing. And I'm going to give him this tape so he can play it one night, but I'm serious. I was shocked when he was just calling off all your. I just really tell you the truth. I didn't know how Aunt Dr. Jean was really related. I just knew that she was related. Now, you know, that's bad.
But you need to know how people call it.
And hey, we got Davina's sisters right here in Denton, and Vaughn, and you know, and she's got a beautiful son in Rams, and she got grandsons, and this is not good. This is so not good. We need to get out of Texas with this, but we need to really communicate. And we both right here in Denton, and we just get so caught up with our families that it's not that we don't love family. It's just that we just kind of, you know what, we fall off the map.
Yeah, we just...
Just like you just said, how did you do that with D when he was a baby, and then you didn't see him again until he was a teenager? That's what happened. So, really, I miss all of D's childhood, because he was a beautiful baby. And when I came in the scene again, he was in high school. So I didn't get to see how big his little head was when he was in the first grade. I didn't see if he got the boy.
It's amazing that you recognize him.
And what I'm saying, I didn't get to see Todd with no teeth in the front to be a little odd to me. See, that's what I'm saying. We just need to start taking time out with family because tomorrow just really ain't promised. And these are valuable moments. So I like the fact that he had that paper that him and Aunt Robin and Dr. Jean got together because that's some strong stuff right there. Deep stuff.
Let's do this real quick. I want y'all to think of something y'all can ask each other. Donnie, why don't you just stay on the line, make it fun, and we'll take a little break. Well, I always like to take a little break. I got to give me something to drink on my throat because I get to talking and start itching. So we'll play a little song, and we'll be right back. So we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back. Y'all think of something y'all want to tell everybody, something you want to mention before we go off. It's 9. It's 10:30. We're going to go off at 11. So be thinking of something and just hold on, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
So I want y'all
to check.
Well, Donald, you don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. We ain't done yet.
I'm listening.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that is Donna and Davida. I'm so glad that they are on the...
I'm on the phone with Ellie. She knows what station.
Hold on a second. Somebody here. Y'all bear with me because I put y'all on. Hold on. Let's see here. Okay, who was that said something? Somebody was commenting. Who was that? Donna and Davida, was one of y'all coming before I was going to go to break?
No, that was Brianna and Alex, her granddaughter, on the phone talking about what station are they on? What station are they on? Blah, Tom, radio. She wanted to see them. I really tried to find a radio station.
Well,
oh, my God. Somebody get
Put him on the phone when we come back from break.
Okay.
All right, so everybody, we'll be right back. And, again, you listen to the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network.
Okay.
This is Kayla Booker, better known as Uncle Bud. And you listen to the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network. Enjoy the show.
And that was Uncle Bud. Good hearing his voice. So, anyway, everybody, this is what we do. We just connect family up. And I want y'all to listen to this, to the words to this song. And we'll be right back because truly we need a change. And it's coming. Be optimistic. It's coming. Be optimistic. I know some people say, oh, we ain't going to change. It's coming. Check this out. We'll be right back. Background, and again, y'all listen to the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network. We got Davita and Donna on the line, and tonight, Davita is the guest. She is the person with Spotlight. Just trying to find a little bit about Davita and her family, what's going on with them, how things are going. And so I'm going to open up the lines and let them finish the conversation while we let that play in the background. So, Davita, welcome back to the show. And Donna, let me bring Donna back on.
Okay.
There we go. Donna, you there?
This is Brianna. Hey, y'all.
Okay, who is that? Who is this, Brianna?
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, Miss Brianna, how you doing?
Good. I don't know if you're trying to send Alice to call in, but she acting like she's slow, so I don't know.
And she's calling?
She tried, but she just called me on my phone, but my granny just went in Walgreens to get me some medicine or whatever.
Oh,
she,
okay.
I don't know what this number is. She's trying to see. I'm trying to tell her.
Okay.
So y'all at Walmart?
No, I'm in the car. We at Walgreens.
Walgreens. So, Brianna, you got this big thing coming up at the Cowboys Stadium. Why don't you tell us about that while you got the phone?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why don't you tell us about your thing coming up at the Cowboys Stadium? Don't you have something coming up?
Yeah, I got a trip competition. Actually, this is my last one for the season. Yeah, it's at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I'm so excited. But
when is it?
I don't know. This weekend, actually.
Oh, this weekend? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Is it cheering?
Oh, you cheering? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a cheerleader.
Oh, you're not running no more, huh?
Yeah, I'm running.
Oh, you still run? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you running and cheerleader?
Yeah.
Okay. Alexandra,
tell her what, where, when she may be able to come, or Send somebody to come support you. Tell her what, where, and when. Do you know what time it is on this weekend?
Actually, I don't yet, but I know it's this weekend. I think on a Saturday, and I think it's on Sunday, too. But it's this weekend,
okay.
Arlington at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, DeVita, what they're supposed to have is the Nationals. Ain't it Nationals?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
That means people going to be here from all over the country, competing. And
Brianna
won state, right, Brianna?
Yeah,
they, their squad won state.
Oh, that's good. That's exciting.
And what's the name of your school again?
I'm crying up. Hold on, this is Alex calling my cell phone. Hello? Alex,
hey,
girl, I'm on the radio. Call in.
She probably don't
Uncle
know this
Seth.
Number.
Yeah, Uncle Seth, what's the radio number?
It's 760.
Hold on, being real. Hold on, hold on. Did you get it, Alex? Hurry up.
They something else on DeVita. You go through this all the time,
right? 760,
mm-hmm.
like 760. All right, what
two
else, Uncle Seth?
0838.
Right. All right, girl, hurry up and call in. Girl, we on the radio. I don't know, just call in.
See what happens when you get young people, they get it cranked, don't they?
Her and Alexander used to run relay together.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know. So you right, they are the same age. I thought she was a little older, so they really are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually I'm older than Alex.
Okay. Yeah, she probably is.
Oh, now what school does Alex go to?
I don't know. Some school in Crowley. I don't know.
Yeah, Alex go to Summer Creek.
Oh, Summer Creek, okay.
So,
yeah.
All right, listen now. There is someone. Oh, this must be her. 817-366. I'm going to bring
that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
okay, 817-366. Go ahead, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Who is this?
This is Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandria. Welcome to the show. So now I got you on, and I got Brianna on. Well, ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be shy?
Yes, thank
you. Are you shy? You can't be shy now. This family got some talkers now, especially these women. Boy, they ain't shy. They speak their mind.
They don't like me.
How was it to go on TBN? Tell me what that was like.
Huh?
How was it to go on TBN? Who did you meet? Who was the guest host of the show that night?
Young Beezy, I think, something like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many, what song did you perform to?
I performed to a Mama's Behavior song, but I just used the beat.
You made
your
own song by Alexandra.
Well, I made my own.
What'd you say?
She made her own CD. She made her own song.
Oh.
She did her own song.
Oh.
She made her own CD.
Now, that's when you know you got it going on when you're making your own stuff, for real. So I mean, was it a live crowd?
Huh?
Was it a live crowd there at TBN?
Yes, it was a lot of people there.
It was a lot of people.
Mhm.
Oh, because I know sometimes they have audiences and then sometimes they don't. Oh, okay. That's really interesting. I heard you won first place.
Yes.
What competition was that, DeVita?
I don't know the name of the church. You know, it was a church going down Riverside, and it looked like it's back off in that hill.
You mean down the hill or up?
Yeah, down the hill. Going down the hill.
Grace? You talking about Grace? Is it
across
the road?
It was like going towards Barry, going down Riverside, going towards Barry, and it's a church off in that, going down that little hill.
I think I know what you're talking about. It used to be Grace Tabernacle a long time ago. It's across the street from Road near Church of God in Christ.
Yeah, somewhere over there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations, Miss Alex.
Thank you.
Now, Brianna, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Well, no, Granny just got back in the car.
Well,
Granny and her ain't going to hit it.
Yeah, they don't mind talking, do they? So y'all tell me this one at a time. Y'all tell me what y'all aspirations are. What do y'all want to do when y'all older? Brianna, why don't you go first, and then Alex, you come after.
Okay, I'll go first.
Before your mama take over the phone, before your grandmama take over the phone, Brianna, tell us what you want to do.
Right. Okay. What I want to do is I want to have my own business, but I want to do hair so bad. Like I know a lot of people do it, but I love doing hair. It's fun. But then I guess that's gonna be my part-time job, or whatever. So I'm gonna try to do good and become a lawyer or something like that. If everybody looks down on what I want to be when I grow up, so I guess I'm gonna be a lawyer.
Now wait a minute. When kids say lawyer, I don't always buy that because most kids don't want to be lawyers. They just say it because their mom or daddy say lawyers. So what do you really
want? That's what I'm saying. Exactly what I really want to be is a beautician, a famous beautician. Like, I want to do famous people hair or whatever. But, like, every
that's
time I
good.
Say that, people like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then when I say that, people like, Brianna, but everybody does that. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what I want to do. And so I try to spin a head over, I guess I'd be a lawyer.
Well, you know what? This is what I learned. You don't know probably what you want to do. You probably like doing a lot of stuff more than you like doing hair.
No, I like doing hair a lot.
She's good at doing hair, really good. She's beyond the typical kid her age level
good.
Of experience, but she's good with some hair, for real.
Well, this is what I say.
She get that officially from my mom. My mom was good with some hair, I promise you.
Maybe it's like that then. Because you know what they say, kids need to experience lots of different things because they can change their mind. But that's interesting. Well, good luck on that. Good luck. We don't believe in luck. There ain't going to be no luck thing. But I pray you're successful, Brianna. Miss Alex, I want you to answer the same question.
Okay. I want to be either a doctor, a family doctor, or a rapper, a female gospel Christian rapper, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Alex, how about you rap? Can you rap, Alex?
Oh. Yeah, I know how to rap.
That's right. No, she got a point, Alex. Go ahead and do a little rap. You think you want to be a rapper?
Alex.
Huh?
Let me get this right. Hold on. You say you want to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Now, let me say this, just like I said earlier. You got to expose yourself to a whole lot of things because rapping is the bomb in the States. Rapping is the bomb in the hood. But now if you go out to other areas, like I live out here, I'm not necessarily in no high-fluting area, but they ain't getting no holler too much in Euless. People here that's getting, it just depends on where you're at. Now,
She said she wants to be a gospel rapper. It's a big difference. When she's doing it for God, all kind of doors open up. You see what I'm saying? So she wants to be a gospel rapper. So, that's a good job.
That is good. You know what's good, Alex, is that you know what you want to do. That's one thing I give you and Brianna lots of points for. All your cousin is saying is just keep your mind open because you might change that three or four times like a lot of us before it's over. But that is good. Y'all know what you want to do, and you got more than one thing. And what I like about it is they diverse. You said doctor. Say it again.
A doctor, or a rapper, a gospel rapper.
Man, that is diverse.
I can see that.
Well, y'all,
I got
young
somebody
ladies.
To mess with now. I got somebody to mess with. Oh, yeah. I love kids performing. I'm coming for you, Alex. I'm coming for you. Leave that.
Now, I don't know if you believe her or not, but she's very, very serious. So, Davina,
yeah,
y'all gonna be seeing a lot of Donna. She always trying to grab somebody's kids.
Is
he? Oh.
And that's just to bring out the talents they have within them. That's it. For them to shine. That's. I love that. That's my passion. And
that's
got off the phone earlier. She actually sounded and talked just like Kayla, Morris Way's daughter. But I just got off the phone. It's a project that I'm getting ready to put together, and it's basically a talent/model thing, but definitely exactly what we're talking about. So I'm going to create a stage, believe that. So,
okay.
And it's just for them to shine. It ain't about me. It's about who's getting up there on that stage and making it happen. That's what it's all about.
Let me ask you this, Davida, since you're in the spotlight, although you're sharing tonight with others, and that's good. I'm so glad you shared that information about Alex. And Alex, I'm so glad you called. Because, see, I didn't get to talk to you or meet you at the banquet. Were you at the banquet?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I did meet you then.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you was pointing at this person. That's my son. And yeah, so I'm sure I might have seen him. But I'm so glad, and I did not know Brianna knew her. That is a trip.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? But wait a minute, what's the kicker was Brianna was like, she didn't know that that was her cousin. They were running track together.
Yeah.
Now, how crazy is that? That's crazy.
They
were running track, yes, for the same team. Well, not for the same team, but they were running track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
And they've been on each other for a long time. And sad for her granny to say her granny didn't even have nothing to do with that. But them kids knew that they was related. Ain't that some stuff?
That is some stuff.
You know what, Donna? Now, Brianna's mama went to COC. So Auntie Lee and Brianna's mama know each other. I knew her, but I really didn't know her that much. Yeah, actually knew her, and Jamila knew her more than I knew her. But and I remember when she was pregnant with Brianna, and we said, "Oh, is that Tyrus' baby?" And that's when we was surprised and shocked. We didn't know that was Tyrus.
Wow. So Davida knew my grandbaby when she was in her mama's womb. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And this is on the art. No, man, this is good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
Small world.
No, it's not a small world. We just got a large family. We got to do better.
Better.
That's all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I want a taco shell and a Dr. Pepper.
Do you hear? We're on the radio, girl.
Yeah, hold on.
We still have to get them.
Somebody has a question or a comment, so let's jump on this. Area code 817-625. Go ahead with your question or your comment.
It's not a question, it's a comment. You guys have kept me up to almost 11 o'clock, but I put on my speakerphone and rolled my hair while I listened to Davida. This is Cousin Robin.
Yeah.
Davida.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. But I was surprised when she said, Davida, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a holler first chance you get.
Okay,
Tess, would you believe I married just about all of her family?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, she did. Both of the boys.
Everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And Robbie married me too.
Everybody get married. Here they come, they ain't Robbie.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Good night, ain't Robbie.
Good night, Robbie.
Yes, she
did.
So she married all.
You married me too, sis.
Did she really?
Ain't that some? Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Ain't Wally been around, I tell you.
She's a married minister.
Yes, she is.
She ready for you to marry than to burn. Hey, do what you got to do.
Yes, she did.
Well, let me ask you this, DaVita, before we go. You see how time flies? I told you it would fly. Listen, let me ask you this.
Keep it in the bowl.
Okay, who was that talking?
Rice in the bowl.
Donna, who was that?
Meat in the bowl.
Beans
in the bowl.
Cheese. Did you want
to hold on a second. All right. Now, do we want to ask you a question?
Okay.
And that question is this. What do you, if anything, have to say to the family, anything you want to share about your side of the family that we don't know or something you would like to see? I ask everybody this question. So I want to know what is it you would like to see happen with the family? Anything you want to tell the family? Because remember, after we go off the air, it's tomorrow. We got people listening right now. Let me see. Let me look in the chat room. Make sure I'll tell you how many is in the chat room. One, two, three, four, five. There's five people in the chat room, and there's one, two, three, four. There's several people on the phone line. So listen, there's people listening now, but the most of the people are going to be listening after we go off the air. That's going to get those messages tomorrow that I've sent out from Facebook, and they're going to hear you in the archive. So what would you like to tell them as well as everybody listening now? Either what you would like to see or some we don't know about your side of the family, because we all one, you know.
Yeah.
What do you like to share, if anything?
I love my family, and I think this is a blessed family. And I think we need to get a little bit more closer, get to know each other a little bit more. You know, I know I'm learning. I know just about everybody, but I don't know all their children. Now, that's something I will have to learn.
Well, you know what? Let me say this. And see, Donna talks a lot about this. And Donna, I got you on hold for a second because y'all was just a little bit loud. But just stay on the phone. Don't hang up. I'm going to bring you back on. But the one thing I want to, Donna share a lot, because she have a heart to want to know the family to get together and be one, and she's right.
Yeah.
She absolutely is right. We need to be closer. But you know one thing? This family, I counted 102 people. I didn't even count. I stopped at just Azalee and Caleb Booker's children. That. That's not even counting y'all side. It's probably going to be way more if I did that. And I counted over 100 people. Now, if you've got 100 folk in your family, that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
And you can't try to call on people. You definitely can't be making no phone calls in 100 people. You ain't working somewhere or something. Because that, I mean, there's no way in the world you, when I say you, I mean a person in the family.
Yeah.
There's no way you or a family member can be calling and knowing everybody's name. So don't put yourself in that bonnet. I don't know.
No,
this is
to know some of them. You know, like, I know Donald and Marsha. And I know Donald have about 5 or 6 kids. But I don't know their name. And I know Gerald got 3 kids. And I know Carla got 2. And I know Linda has, I think, about 2. And what shocked me, Tina, I thought Tina had 3 until I found out she had an older daughter. And I said, what? I don't remember her. If I don't know their name, I want to at least know. And I know Montrese have 4 kids. I know Lovey. I don't know about that. And Miguel, I don't think he have any kids. I ain't never heard. And I know Donna have 3. Let's see, I named Naomi. Roland, I don't know Roland. I know Roland, but I don't know if he got any kids. And,
right. Well, like I say, it's going to be impossible for you. I mean, you'd be an expert. You'd be the... They'll probably have you on CNN or something. If you master all these folk, if you master You know what my goal is? I'm going to share this with you. You know what my goal is? Well, this is when I try to get over to Donna. And because Donna is like you, she really want to know everybody. And that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a big family. You know, it's almost like somebody saying, I want to know everybody in the city. It's just almost.
You
and
can
so
know
what
your
I'm,
little family. You can know your family.
Well, yeah, you want to know them. Because look at what happened with Brianna. Donna was right. Look at what happened. Donna, I'm about to bring you on, so just give me a second. But it's like, look at what happened with them at Brianna and them. They was running track and didn't know. So you're right. Y'all got a serious point. But I think what my goal is with the show is I want everybody to at least know, just like you are my goal. You're good. You know their names. You know their names. And see, with this show, if I can bring everybody on like a host, see, like they're listening to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after this show, they're going to have a picture of you, a couple of pictures of you going over on a slideshow, and they'll hear you. They'll know exactly how you related. Everybody in this family eventually will come on this show unless they're like an infant or something.
Mm-hmm.
But like we got Breon and Alex on, everybody know who they are. So you see what I'm saying? So that's my goal, but I don't think we'll ever get to know each other. And you know
you
what I mean?
You have to really know, but you know them, recognize them when you see them on the street.
There you go.
Yeah, at least know who they are because every now and then, but I ain't ran across Maurice in a long time. But you ain't run across Maurice, I call him Maurice.
Some people call him Maurice. Some people call him Maurice. Donna called him Maurice Wayne. How about that? Go figure out if he got Maurice
Wayne.
Let me bring her back on the line. She's probably going to kind of, because it was a little loud there. Hold on, let's see it.
Okay.
Donna?
Yeah.
Donna? Okay, you back. Y'all. Okay, but your mic is back open up here. So anyway, so listen, it's really been nice having you all on the show tonight, DeVita, and listening to you and Donna and Brianna and Alex. It really has been nice. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah.
Now, Donna, DeVita thought she could only talk for 15 minutes.
Yeah. And what now?
She only thought she was going to talk 15 minutes. I told her it's going to be easily an hour.
Mm-hmm.
especially when you bring Donna on. Can you hear me, Donna?
Yeah, Brianna being Brianna.
So you can, Donna and Alice can have their own show for real. And they can, I'm sure it'll be interesting. So listen, did you get a chance to think about anything you might want to share other than what you share? Anything else you want to share before we wrap this up? Anything else to be you want to share with your family? Anything happening that you want us to know about? Any events coming up?
Carrie,
is wanting. Okay, Brianna and Donna, I'm gonna have to mute y'all because y'all are a little loud. And Alex, I'm going to, so y'all, when y'all want to, Alex, do my favor and press 1 on your phone. Just press the number 1 on your phone, Alex, right now. And that way your hand will go down. If you want to comment again, you press 1. So, Alex, okay. Erico 214-937. 214-937. Someone has a question or a comment. 214-937, go ahead with your question or your comment for the guest. Hold on, let me get the line. There we go. Go ahead.
I don't have a question. I just called to say hello to everybody. Sid, how you doing? Donna, how you doing?
Hey. Let me open up her line. Sound like Mr. Chris calling back.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, y'all. Say hello to Chris. Donna, your line is back open. Everybody's line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, I forgot. Seth told me who you were. Now, whose child is this?
This is Check this out. This is Linda Booker's son.
Oh, Linda. Yes,
right,
Linda.
His grandson.
Yeah, okay.
And Chris is calling you right now. He's probably calling you somewhere in Europe. Where are you at today, Chris?
I'm in Belgium.
Say it again.
Hello. Wow.
I said I'm in Belgium.
Belgium.
He's calling you right now from calling us right now from Belgium.
Belgium.
Chris, I appreciate you doing that, man. Remembering us again this week. That's two weeks in a row you have remembered us. I appreciate that, my brother, my cousin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to call in, and I heard our division. I don't know her, but it was good. It was good just listening to the radio show today, just to learn and hear somebody new that's from the family. You know, such a big family. So I was just calling in just to say hello, and also say that you know that we're going to try to get together on the 17th of June, and she's more than welcome to come and just spend time with the family.
All right, I will be there.
Yeah, that's the 17th of June. Yeah, tell your Donna, I got y'all mute. Just a little noise in the background there. 17th of June, DeVita, they're having a get together over at Shawnee's. Shawnee is Linda's daughter, and you know Shawnee, right?
No, I just know she has a daughter and a son, but I never know the name. But now I'm gonna learn Shawnee and Chris.
Now, Chris, she did say earlier that she actually saw you play, right? Did you share
that
with
me? Yes, on TV. Yes.
Yeah.
I had everybody turn the TV on.
And, Chris, I'm going to tell you who she is in a nutshell before you run, because I know you got to go. But she, DeVita is, okay, you, Caleb Booker, you know who Caleb Booker is, your grandfather. This is his sister's daughter's daughter. That's a brain twister. You get that one? Chris, you get that? Chris, did I mute him accidentally? Chris, are you there? Well, he's on that line, and he's telling his phone probably got muted or something. But I just show him active, so hopefully he can hear me. But you know how technology is. So, Chris, if you can hear me, call back because we can't hear you. But that's who she is. This is Caleb Booker's.
Donald, would you like to try the new Fish McBites today? Yes, I'd like to order one ready.
Let me wait till you get from that.
They busy.
Yeah, but anyway, DeVita, listen, that was Chris and he was talking about, like I said, we have that event at Shawnee's, and it's nice of him to want to do that. You know, it's nice for them to even think to do that. I appreciate him doing that. And I'm looking forward to it myself. It'll probably be hot, but it'll be nice. Just throw on some shorts.
Shorts and have my hair up in a ponytail.
Yep. So that's happening. And I'm trying to think if I covered everything, asked you everything before we wrap this up. We still have folks on the phone lines, in the chat room, listening.
Okay.
And again, more will be listening tomorrow and in the future. And by the way, if you want to, you want an audio copy of this, these kids know how to put this on a disc or somewhere. You always have it, this interview. So just know that. But listen, I'm going to wrap this up.
Okay.
I'm not going to hold you. And I just thank Chris for calling all the way from Belgium. I think his call dropped, you know, because he's calling long distance. And I think it just dropped. You know, that's what happened on those long distance lines. But it was good that he remembered us. And so anyway, and if he tried to call back, he won't be able to get back because it's after the show time. The show at 11, they give you like an hour after the show. I know that's a long time, but they give you an hour after the show to wrap up.
So
we actually could talk another hour, but we're not. But I'm just saying they give you time. So we're over right now. And if anybody hang up right now and try to call back, they can't get back. So he probably tried to call back. But I appreciate him calling and Donna. Let me see if I can open up a line and let her tell you good night or goodbye. Donna and Brianna, y'all want to say good night or goodbye to DeVita?
Yeah, good night, DeVita.
Good night.
Good night. Yes, I'm sorry if I was too ghetto. I didn't mean to be. I was just excited, okay?
Yes, me and you both. But I'll be checking with y'all later.
All right.
Next Sunday.
All right.
Okay. Love y'all.
All right.
Take care.
Well, Donna,
love you too.
Well, Donna and DeVita, I just want y'all to check out this song. I've been playing this song a lot lately. Everybody seems to like this song. They like the message it has, and I want y'all to take this message to heart. I know y'all trying to live right, so this song definitely would apply. So, you know, Robbie started to show off talking about your words and expect blessings, and that's kind of where this song is going. I want to end this show with this song by Luther Barnes called It's Your Time. Have you heard that before?
I don't know. I got to listen to it.
Well, just check this out, and we'll wrap up this show. DeVita, I'm so grateful that you decided to come on the show. I knew you were talking an hour. And I'm sure if I let Donna back on the line, y'all probably can talk another hour. But we'll wrap it up. And like I said, next week, check it out. Everybody listening, we do this every week, 9 to 11. This is the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network. Y'all been listening to Seth and DeVita Harris, Donna and Brianna and Alex, which is DeVita's granddaughter. So thank all of y'all for participating tonight. And we have more people that's listening, that's still listening, and nobody's got their hand up, so I think it's safe for me to make a run for and end the show. All right, DeVita?
Okay. Bye-bye.
I really want to thank you. Check out this song before you go.
Oh, okay. All right.
When this song goes off, we'll be done, okay?
Okay.
All right, good night.
Good night.
who have been working in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work, and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now. Thank you.